What are you? A question that you need to answer. In today's climate, the question, what are you, usually gets one of three answers: Democrat, Republican, or Independent. Of course, in my Bible study, I'm not asking that question. While our whole nation is in an uproar over politics, there is a far more critical issue to consider. What are you in relationship to God and your fellow man? It would be best if you answered all the other questions in light of this relationship. If we did, the world would be a much better place. Hate and prejudice would be gone, and much of the constant lying would also be gone. How do you identify yourself to others? Do you testify to them that you're a member of a particular party and support their agenda? Is it a specific nomination that you cling to? Your political party should not be your defining character. Politics are important, but there is a more significant issue among those who profess to be Christians. In the political turmoil and hate speech, we tend to want to belong to the side we believe is right on a few key issues or think is less wrong. Today I want to call you back. God chose the children of Israel as a people to show the world God's love and mercy. They were His people because He chose them. They had a purpose to fulfill, just as we do today. Peter says in 1 Peter 2:8, they stumble because they disobey the message. Are we also in danger of stumbling because we forget the message that God has given us? We forget who we are and what our job is? It is so easy to get wrapped up in what is happening in the world around us, our focus changes. We allow the tools of Satan to control our lives without even realizing it. We accept lies as truth without even trying to find out because we have aligned ourselves with some party or group. So we just blindly follow. There is a better way. If we remember who we are and set our standards by those values. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who calls you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Still, the question is, what are you? First and foremost, you are one of the chosen people of God. You are a priest by divine selection. No man placed you in this position. God did. When you speak, you're not speaking as a Democrat, Republican, or whatever. You're speaking as a priest of God. When you accept Christ, you become a priest forever, and the words you utter represent the God you serve. Each and every word carries the power of your faith. Do not waste them with unfounded and untruthful statements. Jesus says in Matthew 12:36-37, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. You can make a difference. Politicians are what we make them. If we allow them to lie and slander one another and do all sorts of evil, they will go as far as we let them. We're not powerless. If we speak the truth and stand for what is right before God, it'll make a difference. To those who claim to be Christians, if you will just take a stand for what is right according to Scripture, it will change this country. Hate will become unacceptable again by the majority. Our nation will once again live up to its motto, In God We Trust. Most racial issues will disappear and we will have peace and unity within our nation. When you know what you are, you can change the world. God has called you to a special task. That task is to inform the world of His Word and His will, and to live by it yourself.